Hi guys, I just wanted to make you this quick recording in response to what is literally hundreds of questions I've been asked about the show, no show FBML function for static FBML pages. Now, there's no great mystery around this, and if you do a little bit of research, you should be able to find out a little bit more about it. But basically, the ability to use the fan, no fan tags in FBML has been around for ages now. Unfortunately, the way it's set up, it's a bit clunky, and it's been set up to make it kind of look, you know, as enable. And really, the biggest problem you're going to get is that if content is meant to be shown only to fans, then non-fans can see an empty box where that fan-only content should have appeared. So, showing some fans and other content to non-fans, this is handled by the FB:visible-to-connection-FBML tag. I'll just say that once again. It's the FB:visible-to-connection. That's the FBML tag that you need to use. So if you're showing certain content to fans and other content to non-fans, the most common one is the old message reminding people to like the page to be sure they receive up, etc, etc. Now, if you don't use a little CSS trickery with this, it can still look kind of crappy. So in this CSS, we're not actually doing anything that complicated. We're basically just specifying CSS that the message to fans should be in exactly the same location as the message to non-fans. Now, you can do this simply by using the position:absolute attribute in your CSS tag. I do have the code available for them. If anybody wants it, then just really drop me a message via the Ask the Wizard tab on my fan page, and I'll let you have this little snippet of code. It's probably easier to understand if you can see it rather than listening to me talk about it. But the most important part in all of this is you have to use the style, the position absolute, set your top left spacing in each side of the divs. So by setting an absolute position, basically what we're doing is stacking on one on top of each other, the fan and the no fan space. So therefore, the visitor to your site will only see one or the other. And this is really the easiest way for you to achieve this effect. Now, I'd also state that I know this doesn't work for FBML applications. Every time that I've tried it in an FBML application, I've got an error. This is only relevant for static FBML tabs only. And the last thing that I wanted to say is that once you've put this together and you have it working, when you go to your page, if you're the page admin, you're going to see both the fan and the no fan messages when you preview the static FBML. So don't freak out. It's not something you've done wrong. The easiest way to cure this is to open the page again in a non-logged in browser. Or you can always use an alternative profile that isn't set up as a page admin. That will let you test whether your code is not working, or is working, hopefully. So, as I said, if you listen to this audio, it should give you a few little hints and tips, but if you want the basic code behind what I've discussed here in this audio, then align on my fan page. It's http://www.facebook.com/FBWizard. And go to the Ask the Wizard section. There's a tab there, it says Ask the Wizard. Pop it in. Tell me what you're looking for and I will get the code over to you as soon as possible. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Hopefully I shall be bringing you some more hints and tips regarding FBML pages very soon. Thank you very much. Bye.